Hey beautiful souls, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide through all things soft girl life. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack filled with bricks? Not the cute kind you find at a vintage shop, but those heavy, guilt-laden ones that weigh you down? Today, we're diving headfirst into the messy, complicated world of guilt and shame, because let's be real, who hasn't been there, right? We're talking about those nagging feelings that whisper, you messed up, or, you're not good enough. But guess what? It's time to toss those bricks out the window. Because letting go of guilt and shame is a superpower, my friends. It's about reclaiming your power, embracing self-love, and living with lightness in your heart. I promise you, this isn't just some fluffy feel-good episode. This is about practical tools, real talk, and learning to be kinder to yourself, because you deserve it. So, how do we actually ditch these feelings that seem so deeply ingrained? Here are 5 key takeaways to get us started. 1. Understand the difference between guilt and shame. Now, I know they both feel awful, but there's a subtle difference. Guilt is about a specific action you took, like forgetting your friend's birthday or saying something hurtful. Shame, on the other hand, is about feeling fundamentally flawed as a person. It's like believing you are inherently bad or unworthy. Recognizing this distinction is crucial because it allows you to address each feeling with the right approach. 2. Practice self-compassion. Imagine your best friend went through the same experience that's making you feel guilty or ashamed. How would you talk to them? You'd probably offer words of kindness, understanding, and support. Now, treat yourself with the same level of love and compassion. Remember, everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. 3. Forgive yourself. This is huge, people. Holding on to guilt or shame is like carrying a heavy stone around your neck. It drags you down and prevents you from moving forward. Forgive yourself for past actions, learn from them, and let go of the burden. You are worthy of forgiveness, even if others aren't ready to offer it. 4. Challenge negative thoughts. When those mean, self-critical voices start whispering in your ear, stop and question their validity. Are these thoughts really true? Would you say these things to a friend? Often, our negative thoughts are based on distorted thinking patterns that we can learn to identify and challenge. 5. Focus on growth. Guilt and shame can be powerful motivators for positive change. Instead of dwelling on the past, use these feelings as fuel to grow and become a better version of yourself. Take responsibility for your actions, make amends where necessary, and strive to make choices that align with your values. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at a dinner party, and in the middle of a conversation, you accidentally spill red wine all over your new white dress. Your heart sinks, you feel embarrassed, ashamed, and like everyone is judging you. But then, instead of letting that feeling consume you, you take a deep breath, laugh it off, and say, "Well, that's just my luck. At least I know this fabric washes well." You focus on enjoying the rest of the evening, knowing that one little mishap doesn't define your worth. So, let's recap. Today, we talked about understanding the difference between guilt and shame, practicing self-compassion, forgiving ourselves, challenging negative thoughts, and using these feelings as fuel for growth. Remember, my loves, letting go of guilt and shame isn't about pretending they don't exist. It's about acknowledging their presence, learning from them, and choosing to move forward with lightness and grace. Ready to take action? Start by journaling about a time when you felt guilty or ashamed. What were the thoughts that went through your mind? How did your body feel? Once you understand those triggers, you can start practicing self-compassion and challenging those negative thoughts. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little reminder of their own worth. You never know who's carrying around those heavy bricks. And as always, keep shining bright, beautiful souls. I'll be back tomorrow with more tips and tricks for living your softest, gentlest life. Until then, remember, you are loved, you are worthy, and you are enough.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.